doing the sugya of Kuches. We've been talking about the nature of the Isser Vasa B'Cholav, what is the din of Efshla Softo Osim. So today we get to tie some of the loose strings together. You mentioned there's a Machlokas Rishonim, what's the din? If you have a Tipas Cholav that falls on a Chatichas Basar and it's no Sentana to the Basar. There is a piece of meat that's sitting in the kedera. There is hevel, there is lachos there, but there's no rotev. So the piece is sitting on top of another piece of meat. What do you need in order for that piece of meat that has a bliya of cholov inside of it to assa the rest of the chatichos in the kedera? The Tosfos writes that you need mir, that you have to actually mix this piece of meat with the other piece of meat, and without that, it's not going to assa. Why is that? Tosfos says because the Nesar is not stronger than the Oser. The Oser, the Tipas Cholov, can't leave without Rotev, it can't leave this Chaticha and go to another Chaticha. So the Nesar, the Bosar, is not gonna leave either. It's not gonna be able to Aser if the Cholov is not able to Aser. That's Tosfos' Shita. He assumes that Basar B'Cholov is an Iser Bolua. That means that the nature of the Iser Basar B'Cholov is not that the Bosar actually turns into a Chatichas Iser. Doesn't turn into a chaticha sisa. It's an isser balua. It's a chaticha that has a bliya inside of it. And Tosfos says the same by Shari Surin. If you have a tipas dam that falls on the chaticha, the chaticha is nesra. It's not an isser machmas atzma. The chaticha is not a chatichas nevela. It's not an isser machmas atzma, but rather there's an isser balua inside of it. But the Gemara says chaticha nasis nevela. And if you have tipas cholov shenofel ala chatichas baser becomes an nevela, what does that mean? So Tosfos says it doesn't. It's not a literal statement. Don't take it literally. It's not nasis nevela mamish. It's not osam achmas atzmo that now we view the baser as a chatichas iser. No, it's just le'inyan what le'inyan the sheer bittul that if you want to be mevatel this chaticha in the kederi, you need shishim connected the whole chaticha. Not because the baser is besar iser. The baser is besar heter that has a bli of iser inside of it. But the halacha Moshmi Sinai is that you have to, or maybe it's a din drabonan, but the din is that you have to be mevatel the whole chaticha. As we said before, the chaticha is a carrier of the issus, so you have to be mevatel the chaticha as well. That's one halacha. The other halacha is that if you hold min b'mina b'mashehu, so this chaticha will be treated like a chatichas nevel. It'll be treated like mina with the other chatichas. It is a chatichas issa le'inyan this din, but it's not really asa machmasatzu, it's only an issa balua. That's Tosfos Shita. The Ran disagrees. The Ran and Rashi both say that you don't need near of the keder in order to aser the other chatichas. If you have this tipas cholov that was no sentam into the chatichas basa, and then it's touching another piece of meat, even if it's not partially submerged in the keder, we talked about that case according to Rashi, but even if it's not like that, even if it's only touching the piece of meat, it'll aser. How does it aser? But the belia is not going to leave. If there's no rotev joining the two chatichos, the tipas cholov is not going to leave. So the answer that the Ran gives is, I don't care about the tipas cholov. The tipas cholov won't leave. But the tambasa can leave without rotev. And the tambasa is going to aser. How does it aser? But it's really just the heter with the bli asisra inside of it. The answer is Zok de Ramban, is that no, bas b'chalav is an isa machmas atzmo. And when you have the bas and the chalav coming together, there's a transformation that takes place. And it's as if the bas is a chaticha sisa. So because the bas is a chaticha sisa, avada, I don't care that the tipas chalav can't be yotze without rotev. The tam bosa can be yotze without any rotem, and it asus bekula. It's better than sleep, because here there's a lachos. It's in a kedera. It's not rotem, but there's lachos in the kedera, so it can spread the tam bosa to the whole, to the other chatichos completely. It's not just sleep that asus kede klipa. If you had rotem, so then even a blia could leave the chaticha. Without rotem, the blia can't leave, but the tam bosa is going to leave, and the tam bosa is going to asa. This is the Ran. So the Ran and the Ramban seem to assume the Basar B'Cholov is an Issa Machmas Atzma. And Tosfos disagreed. And they had different rayas back and forth. Right? We discussed the rayas of Tosfos. We're not going to rehash. We discussed yesterday. Rayas of Tosfos from Yoseach Tzli, Melicha, different rayas. What's the raya that the Ramban had that Basar B'Cholov is an Issa Machmas Atzma? What's his raya? Anyone? What's the raya of the Ramban? Exactly, though. That if you eat a chatzis zayis basar, chatzis zayis cholov, then you can be loka. That's considered a kazayis basar b'cholov. How's a basar b'cholov? You should have to eat a kazayis of basar or a kazayis of cholov. why is it enough to eat kazayis of cholav and a chatzi zayis of cholav and a chatzi zayis of basa? Because each one is a chefetz of the yisura. Each one is a chefetz of the yisura. So as long as you eat a kazayis from each one, so together you're eating a chefetz of the yisura, and that's enough to be loked. What's Tosis going to do with the Raya of the Ramban? That's where we stop. What's Tosis going to do with the Raya of the Ramban? I drew up a little bit of an outline. Maybe we'll follow this as we continue in the shir. Try to make it as clear as possible. This is a very complicated subject. The most important thing is if you outline it, if you clarify, please take my test back. If you outline things, you clarify them, it's much easier to conceptualize. Just to conceptualize without seeing something visually is a little bit more difficult. That's the purpose of the writing on the board. It's not just to waste time. Chalila. You don't even have enough time. Do you need Nir HaKedera after the Chaticha is Nesra in order to ask the other Chaticha? So Tosa says you do need Nir. Right? Because Eina Nesra. Eina Nesra Yochal Esra. L'makom Shal Issa Yochal Lelech Shal. The Bliya doesn't leave the Chaticha L'Chaticha without Rotev. So since there's no Rotev between the two Chatichas, there'll be a problem. Because if you have a Chaticha that's Nesra, it's always just an Isser Bolua. Even Basa B'Cholov. Does everyone have a sheet? If you have any extras, please test them. Every case where Chaticha is Nesra, even by Basa B'Cholam, it's only an Issa Balua. Without Rotev, the Bliya can't leave the Chaticha. So says Tosfos, the Nesra is not going to be any more powerful than the Osa, so the Nesra is not going to be able to Aser either. The Ran and Rashi disagree. They say that you don't need Nir. Why? So the Ran and the Ramban explain, because Basa B'Cholam is Nesra Machmas Atzma. So even if the Bliyas Cholav won't leave without Rotev, but the Tamabosa can leave without Rotev, so it can ask it by itself. What's his Raya? That's what we just said. David explained. The Raya is, if you're Ochal Chatzi Zayas Cholav and Chatzi Zayas Bosa, you get Malkus. So that shows you that the Bosa is transformed into Besar Issim. It's not just the Bliya of Cholav inside the Bosa, but rather the Bosa itself is transformed into Chatichas Issar. That's why Chatzi Zayas of each is enough to get Malkus. So what do we have so far? What's enough gemina whether basa b'chalav is an isamach masatz or it's an isabalua? What's enough gemina? So first of all, cham b'cham b'li rotev. What happens if you have two chatichos that are touching each other? It's hot, there's hevel, but there's no rotev between the two of them. And there's a b'li of isra in one of them. Will that asa? Will for the chaticha shenesra asa the next chaticha? That's a machlokas arishonim. Tosfos says that it won't asa, and the Ramban says that it will asa by basa b'chalav. Tosis obviously assumes that Basa B'Cholav is what? It's only an Issa Balua. And the Ramban says that it's an Issa Machmas Atzma. Right? So even if without Rotev, the Cholav won't leave, but the Tama Basa does leave, so therefore it'll Asa. So there are two different approaches, Machlokas or Rishonim. What's the problem? The problem is number two. The other nafkamina is, let's say you eat Chatzi Zayas Cholav and Chatzi Zayas Basa, will you get Malkus? So that's a Gemara. We're going to see the Gemara Daf Kuf Ches Amid Beis says that you do get Malkus for that. It's not just the Ramban. The Ramban is quoting a din in the Gemara. That once you cook Basa and Cholav together, then even if you only eat a Chatzi Zayas of Basa and Chatzi Zayas of Cholav, you do get Malkus. Now that implies that it's an Issa Machmas Atzma. So the problem is, what's Tosis going to do with that? That's not a Machlokus in the Gemara. That's a Davar Pashit. Everyone agrees to that. So that's a problem with Tosis. What's the answer to that kasha? So before we answer the kasha, there's another kasha that the Rishonim ask, also related to Tosfos. And that is, we know that even though Minat Torah Chad B'Trei Batel, if you have a number of chatichas, most of the chatichas are heter, and you have one chaticha of Isser, so the chaticha of Isser is Batel Chad B'Trei, it's Batel B'Rov, but if it's a chaticha haru'uyo lehiskabed, if it's a chosh of a chaticha, that you'll be mechabed orchim, you'll be mechabed a guest with that chaticha, it's not going to be Batel. We have many different cases that the Chachamim say that something that really Minat Torah should have been bottled is not going to be bottled because it's a Dharma Chosha. So there's another example. You have a Chaticha that's Chosha, so then it's not going to be bottled. What's Chosha in this Chaticha? Right? Because the Chaticha's Issa. But it's Nisbatel Berov Heter. So the Chacham come and say that the Din Daraisa Vittel Berov is not going to apply to Chaticha Shiva. What is Chosha? The chaticha is chashuv, not the bliya sheva. If a bliya in the chaticha, the bliya can't be chashuv by definition. You're not going to be mechaved orchim to eat a bliya. Right? You mechabed the orchim, you mechabed the guest to eat the chaticha. So it's the chaticha that's chashiv. Now, just a second, if you're talking about bittul berov, that means that you're being mevatel the isser berov hetter. So if the chachamim come and say now that the isser is not bittul berov hetter because it's a davar chashiv, so the isser has to be chashiv. So what has to be chashuv over here? The isser has to be chashuv. The chaticha has to be chashuv. The din chaticha haru'ya lehiskabed applies only if the chaticha is chashuv and if the isser is chashuv. Meaning, they have to be the same thing. The chaticha has to be a chatichas isser. That's ro'ya lehiskabed. And then it's chashuv enough that you'll be mechabed guess, and that makes it not bottom, right? So if you'd only have a blias isser inside this chaticha, of course, that's going to be batal. The chaticha is going to be batal. Even if it's a beautiful chaticha that you've been mechabed guess with that chaticha, but the only thing that's usher over here is the bliyah, not the chaticha. Right? The only way that you can say chaticha haru'iyah lehiskabed will apply to a chaticha that has a bliyah of isser in it is if that bliyah's isser transforms the chaticha into what? Into an isser machmasatzu, into gufa shel isser. Because if the chaticha is not going to be gufa shel isser, I don't care that the bliyah is usher. The chaticha is not usher by itself. So even if you can, even if it's chashuv enough that you'd invite guests for the chaticha, but that's not a chaticha's isser. It's got to be a chaticha's isser for the din to apply. So what's the din by basar chalav? So the Shulchan Aruch, as we read yesterday, Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei and Siman Kuv Beis, this is in packet 18. Shulchan Aruch says, in Simen Kuf Aleph, Siv Beis, Ein lo din chaticha haru'i l'iskabed, elam kin isur machmas atzma. We just said, the chaticha has to be osa machmas atzma, not just that the bli is osa. It says, the tazna, ein habalua ro'i l'iskabed, no one's going to be mechabed the orchim for the bli, the mechabed the orchim for the chaticha. So the chaticha has to be osa machmas atzma. What's his example? Could go nevela ubasa b'chalav. Like it's a chaticha's nevela, obviously that's osa machmas atzma. There's no bli. Nevela itself is osa. And basa b'chalav. Basa b'chalav, says the Shulchan Aruch b'feirush, is isura machmas atzma. That's not the Shulchan Aruch's psak, it's a Mishnah. Mishnah says like that. Pesach Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Dalet. The Mishnah says that chaticha haru'iyah lehiskabed applies to basa b'chalav. So isn't this an ironclad proof that basa b'chalav is asa machmas atzma? Right? There are two proofs that basa b'chalav is asa machmas atzma against Tosfos. It's a pella on Tosfos. How can Tosfos say that basa b'chalav is only nisa balua? So if you have chamacham b'li rotev, it's not going to aser. What do you mean? Chaticha haru'iyah lehiskabed applies to basa b'chalav. Ochal chatzi zayis chalav, chatzi zayis basa, you're going to be loka. It's beferish in the Gemara and in the Mishnah that basa b'chalav isn't nisa machmas atzma. So what's Tosfos talking about? Pella ploim against Tosfos. So this kasha is already raised by the Trumas HaDeshen, quoted by the Shach. He doesn't ask the kasha on Tosfos, he actually asks the kasha on the Rashba. Because the Rashba in Torah Sabayis paskins like Tosfos. The Rashba is very difficult in this sugya. He quotes the Rabbeinu Ephraim in the Chidushim, who seems to say Chaticha Nasis Nevela only applies to Basa B'chala, but yet he paskins like the Bali Tosfos in other places. So it's very unclear exactly how the Rashba comes out. But in Torah Sabayis, he quotes Tosfos. Where in Torah Sabayis? This is in page 1 of that packet. In Torah Sabayis, Hakotza, on the side, he has summaries of the Torah Sabayis. And he also was a good Rebbe. Right, he has summaries, outlines of what he's fascinating. So what does he say? Here in Source 1. Chaticha shenesra machma shekibla tami moko macher eino oseras chaver oser. Ava bishin ogaz bahen kishishtein chamos vafilu nitzlu shtein ke'echa v'nobu zu bezu b'shoa shehen al gabi ho'esh. They're not going to ask it. The chaticha scham b'cham is not going to ask it. She'adomer habalua eino yotzi mechaticha lechaticha ela al yedei rotev. Cham b'cham below rotev is not going to ask it, because the b'liya doesn't leave without rotev. Continues the Torah Sabayis on the next page. Devarim elu she'amarnu afilu b'basa b'chalav. She'acholav eino mefapeya. Says the Torah Sabayis, this is true not only by Sharisim, but by basa b'chalav as well. Because without rotev, the tipas cholav is not going to leave the basa. Who's he paskining like over here in Torah Sabayis? Like Tosfos. Trekchum is Sadeshan. In the Shari Dura, quoted by the Shach, so it's fine. Quotes this Rashbam, and then he says, "The kasha, the maishna, mehad the kasa b'sefer atshuma, the basa b'chalav shiny mishari surim lahad the chaticha haroiyah leskabit lo betayla, dafka kshu shor shel shel issa v'lo shenesra al yedei b'lias issa, v'gabei basa shenesra mechalav lo amin anachi ve'ena betayla." The din chaticha haroiyah leskabit that it's not going to be batla filo be'elef applies even to basa b'chalav. Yet the Mishnah says that it only applies to Issa Machmasatzva, not to Issa Balua. So from that you see Beferish, the Bas B'chalav is an Issa Machmasatzva, it's not an Issa Balua. So what's the Rashba talking about? What's the Rashba talking about? That we care about the Blias Chalav? Who cares about the Blias Chalav? The Tam Basa will ask the Chaticha without Rotev. What's the Rashba saying? So he writes, the Shach writes, Kosa Bezelashon of Yerola Taritz Ktsas. Sharidura answers the kasha like this. The Vaday Basa Bachala calls Manchu Ma'urav Mikri Sharsha Vagufa Shalissa. As long as the Cholov is Ma'urav with the Basa, it is Gufa Shalissa. Vafilu a Basa below her Cholov. Just one second. As long as the Basa and the Cholov are Ma'urav Zebazet, even the Basa without the Cholov is also Asamach Masatsu. I thought you said that they're Ma'urav. No, once the tipas chalav is nosen tam into the basa, right? So even if it's only in part of the basa, it's nosen tam in this chaticha shel basa, but in a chelik of the chaticha yitaka don't have chalav. That doesn't matter, right? Once there's a tarovis of basa b'chalav, we look at this tarovis, and clearly the basa has chalav in it, right? It's a full chaticha. So even if the chalav is only in part of the basa, it was nosen tam in part of the basa, the whole chefza shel basa becomes a chatichas issa. What's the din? If you have kelayim, right? Someone sews a little bit of pishtan, a little bit of linen into a woolen beged, and we know that the linen is in a certain part of the beged. Right? You got a big beged of wool, and pishtan is sewn into the side of the beged. So is someone allowed to put this part of the beged on? Part of the beggar that doesn't have pishtan? No, it's a guf echad. The kelayim is a guf echad. Even if you know that the pishtan is in one side, you should take it out. You should take out the pishtan, but as long as it's mu'urav, then the whole beggar becomes nasa. It becomes a shtik issa. It becomes like a chatichas issa. Zokta chumas hadesh, and the same is true about basa b'chalav. As long as you have a tipas chalav, there's no sin time into the basa, as long as it's mu'urav with the basa, the whole basa is a chefza shel issa. It's asumach masatzma, avada. Because you have a transformation here, like the Ramban, exactly the same as the Ramban. There was a transformation. So even the Basar is a Chepsa Shalissa. It's not just that there's a Beliyah of Cholav in there. No, it's a Chepsa Shalissa, a Basar of Cholav. Dimnechtach menatalis oso tzad, shein bo pishtan mutter oso tzad. But the reality is that if you cut off the part of the beged without the pishtan, then that part of the beged tak is mutter. As long as the part of the beged is mu'urav and attached to the pishtan, so then we view the part of the beged that doesn't have pishtan on it as a chefza shel issa. But if you cut off that part of the beged, then now it's heter gomor. Achinami kim lehu l'rabbanon she'en shum tam holich mechatich hazu rak tam debasa l'chud v'lo shum cholof. Elim kain al yidei rotev. Chazal have a kabbalah that without rotev, the cholof is not gonna leave the chaticha. The only thing that's gonna leave the chaticha is what? The tam habasa. If only the tam basa is leaving, that tam basa is not gufo shalissa, because it's standing by itself. Then, as long as the basa and the cholav are mu'urav together, then everything is gufo shalissa. Everything is gufo. The cholav is gufo shalissa, and the basa is gufo shalissa. Once you separate the two, once you separate the basa from the cholav, then it's not gufo shalissa. We don't say like the Ramban that there's been a transformation, and that transformation never changes. Right, that even if you separate, even if it's Efshel HaFrido, even if you were to be Mafrid, the Basar and the Cholav, one from the other, the Cholav is still a Chetza Shalissa, the Basar is still a Chetza Shalissa. No, the Rashba argues on that. The Rashba says, Kolzman, that the Basar and the Cholav are Ma'urav together, that each one is a Chetza Shalissa. But if you have a way of separating the Basar from the Cholav, what's the way that you can think of separating the Basar from the Cholav? We don't know where the Cholav is. How can you separate the Basar from the Cholav? I'll give you a case where you can separate the Cholav from the Basar. How? Cham b'cham b'liv rotef. Right? If you have two chatichos that are touching each other, this chaticha buzzes the challah with another chaticha, we know for sure that the challah is not going to come out. Only the tambasa is going to come out. So in that case, it's not going to asin, because it's not a chetza shalisa. Whatever tambasa comes out is heter, because it's no longer attached to the challah. So it's like the beged of tzemer that's cut off from the pishtan. It's no longer iser, and it's not gonna asin. This is a new approach. This is an approach that's sort of like a combination. The Rashba seems to be taking. I mean, what you see is that even Tosis has to agree to the Ramban a little bit. Everyone has to say that Basa B'Cholav is an Issa Machmas Atzma. As long as the Basa and the Cholav Ataka Ma'uruv Zebazeh. Why does everyone have to say that? Because the Gemara tells us that if you eat Chatzi Zayis of Cholav and Chatzi Zayis of Basa, meaning Chatzi Zayis of Cholav with a Bli of Basa, Chatzi Zayis of Basa with a Bli of Cholav, right? Even though you're eating basar, you're not eating a kezayis of cholov, you're eating chatzi zayis of zeh and chatzi zayis of zeh, you can get malchus for that. That shows that the basar of cholov is an issa machmas atzma. The din chaticha ha-re'uya le-hiskabed also shows that basar of cholov is an issa machmas atzma. So even Tosus has to agree basar of cholov is an issa machmas atzma. Comes the Shari Dura and says, yeah, but Tosus holds, the Rashba will hold, that it's only an issa machmas atzma when the basar and the cholov are attached to each other. But if they're not attached to each other, then it doesn't remain an issa machmas atzma. And that explains why chaticha haru'i l'skabe does apply to basa v'chalav. Chatzi zayis basa v'chatzi zayis chalav, you'll be lokefar. Chamacham b'li rotev. You're not gonna ask the next chaticha with the chaticha that has a tipas chalav. Because if there's no rotev between the two chatichas, then only the basa is going to go out. And if only the basa is going to go out, then you're separating basa from chalav. Once you separate the basa from chalav, then basa v'chalav is not viewed as an issa machmas atzma. So this is what I have here on the outline. What does chaticha nasis nevela mean? The Gemara says beferish that there's a din of chaticha nasis nevela. Right? You have a tipas chalav that's nosin tam and a chatichas basa, chaticha's nasis nevela. And the Rishonim talk about when does that apply? Is that a din unique to basa b'chalav? Does it apply to shari surim? The Tosa says it's not unique to basa b'chalav. This applies even to shari surim because every time that you have some kind of a blia of iser inside the chaticha, it's an iser balua. By Shari Surim, it's an Issa Balua. By Basa B'Cholav, it's also only an Issa Balua. The Tipas Cholav that's nosin tam into the Chaticha. So Tosa says, why claim the Chaticha Nasis Nevela is only a din of Basa B'Cholav? It applies to Shari Surim as well, because there's really no difference between Basa B'Cholav and Shari Surim. It's all just an Issa Balua. So what does Chaticha Nasis Nevela mean? If it's not Asa Machmas Asa, what does that mean? Nasis Nevela? It's not Nasis Nevela. No, it's Nasis Nevela le'inyin zeh that you need a sheer bittel in the Kedera of 60 connect the whole Chaticha. And min b'mina will taka asa, right? If you have other chatichas basar in the kedera, it'll asa min b'mina lefi Rabbi Yehuda. That's Tosfos. Comes the Ramban and says absolutely not. Chaticha nasis nevela applies only to basar b'cholav. Zok the Ramban, only to basar b'cholav, because basar b'cholav is unique. It's nasa gufo shalissa. There's a transformation that occurs over here. And even if Efshel HaFrido, even if you can separate the Cholav and the Basar entirely from each other, they still remain Aser. They're a Cheftza Shalissa. It's an Issa Machmas Atzma. Dr. Ramban, and that's the Machlokas in the Gemara. Machlokas, if Efshel is Sokhto Aser, Efshel is Sokhto Mutter, that's a Machlokas where the Basar B'Cholav is Issa Machmas Atzma or just an Issa Balua. And how do we paskin? We paskin Efshel is Sokhto Aser. So Basar B'Cholav, Dr. Ramban, Lemaisa is an Issa Machmas Atzma. And that's what chaticha nasis nevela means. It means mamish nasis nevela. It's nasis nevela, not just le'inyin the sheer bittel. No, it's nasis nevela mamish. And claims the Ran, I agree with the Ramban, but I'll just add a little nekuda. Min haTorah chaticha nasis nevela bebasa b'chalav. Midrabbanan though, even by shari surim, chazala gozer on shari surim dum yudabasa b'chalav. If it's derech bishol, then even by shari surim chaticha nasis nevela. If it's klipa d'tzli, melicha, these things that are cold and not dumi the basa b'cholav, so then the Ran says, I agree with the Ramban, that there is no chanan by shari sur. Fundamentally, chaticha nasis nevela is a din of in basa b'cholav, because basa b'cholav is nasa gufo shal isar, and it's nasis nevela mamish. But by shari sur, and dumi the basa b'cholav, says the Ran, if it's derech bishol, then we will say chaticha nasis nevela, even by shari sur. And because the Ran says that we'll say chatim nasnevel by shari surim, he says the chamacham b'li rotev taka will aser. Even by Shari Surim, it'll asim. Because the tambasa that comes out is a chepta shalissim. So even if the bliya won't come out, but the tambasa does come out and it'll asim. Comes the Rashba and adds one nakuda lefitos. It's not really shita number four, but lefitos is the Rashba adds that everyone will hold, even Tosis will hold Chanan, Bezasa b'cholav is an isa machmas atzmo, as long as the basa and the cholav are ma'ur of zebazer. Nafkamina le'in chaticha haru'uya le'eskabe, nafkamina le'inyin ochal chatzi zayas cholav, chatzi zayas basa is going to get malkin. Questions? Okay, so far so good. Yes.
How does the shach, I guess, and the Rashba bring Klaim as the proof that this concept exists?
Right, but it's still a Tarovus where you have an Issa created by two things. I mean, it's the best comparison, right? That is the comparison the Gemara gives. Kelayim is another example of Heter Beheter, where the combination of the two creates some kind of a transformation. Right? It's certainly also to be Nene from the Kelayim, even the Chelik that doesn't have, the Chelik of the Beggar that doesn't have the Kelayim on it. So it's Mamish, the same as Basa B'Chalav.
Being able to see the thread, though, by the Kelayim and not being able to see the Chalav by the...
You're saying by Kelayim the Pishtan is Nikah, right? So you do have a Chiyuv to take out the Pishtan, but the reality is, as long as it's Me'urif in the Beged, it's also to wear. And it's also to wear the whole Beged. So it is a different case, but why is there any difference to Halacha? They're exactly the same. There's a Tarovus that creates an Isser, and the Isser is such that even in the Chelek that doesn't have the Tarovus in it, as long as it's Chaticha Achas, it's still Isser. So if it's true by Kalayim, it should be true. Lagabi Bas B'chalav too? No. Okay. The final shita that we have to work on is Shita's Rashi. Okay, we already mentioned that we're going to get back to this Rashi. This is Josh's Kash. Josh's Kash is on Thursday. We started with the Machlokas HaRishon. Do you need Nir HaKedera? After the Tipas Chalav asks the Chatichas Basar in order to ask the other Chatichas, right? Machlokas, Tosis and the Ran and Rashi. So what's the Pshat? So he said that the Machlokas, Tosis and the Ran is whether Basar B'Chalav is an Isser Machmas Atzmo, an Isser Balua. If it's an Isser Machmas Atzmo, so then even the Tam Basar becomes a Chefza Shal Isser. And it can Asser, it's stronger than the Osir. The Nesser can be stronger than the Osir. And Tosfos says the Neser isn't stronger from the Yoser because Basa B'Chalav is just an Issa Bolua. So the problem is Rashi is in the Ran's camp. Rashi seems to be saying that you don't need Nir HaKedera in order to ask the other Chatichas. And yet Rashi doesn't understand the Machlokes Efshe L'Soch D'Rosso, Efshe L'Soch D'Mutter like the Ramban. Right? Rashi doesn't understand that Machlokes like the Ramban. Rashi understands that Efshe L'Soch D'Rosso it's not because Basa B'Cholav is an Issa Machmas Atzmo. It's not Nasis Nevela Mamish. That's what it doesn't sound like that from Rashi. How does Rashi interpret Efshe L'Soch D'Rosso? Ikasavar Huter Gam Harisha Mibneshin Iflah Ha'isa Mimenu. Do we say Efshe L'Soch D'Rosso or Efshe L'Soch D'Mutter? Do we say the Chaticha is Mutter if the Issa Shenivla Bo if the Cholav Shenivla Bo is Nifla Mimenu? Rashi seems to be saying that the man d'amar efshel sota mutter holds that it's midin bittel that the iser if it's nischat mimenu it's going to become bottle. Is Rashi talking about Efshe Lahafrido? It doesn't sound like that. It sounds like he's talking midin bittel. Lechatchili, it can't be mevatel the Isser. But the Eved, it's Shari, if it's Batel, it sounds like he's not being Mafrid Zemizeh. Not saying it's Efshel Afrido. Saying the Machlokas Efshel Asot or Efshel Asot Mutter is If you can be sochet the blia outside of the chaticha, that now it's going to be botel, so maybe the chaticha should go back to its original state of hetter. That's how Tosus interpreted. Efshel asalta muta perish dieven in ischar ha'isav in isbatel muteres ha'chaticha shekvar neseres aval chatchila ein mevatlin isa can appear for countries. Right? If nischar ha'isav in isbatel, says Tosus, the key is that it's nisbatel, not that it's nifrad. Maybe there is a little bit of chalaf there still. But it's nisbatel. So once it's nisbatel, then it goes back to its hetter. It can't be mevatel, but b'diavad it should work. It sounds like it's all a din of bittel, right? That if I mix up the chaticha with other chatichos, then the issa is going to be nischat from it. The issa is going to become batel. So now the question is: does the chaticha remain aser, efshlesoto aser, even though yesochet and the issa really is batel? It's going to spread evenly to the rest of the keder. Do I still say that the original issa, that the original chaticha is aser? Do I say no? Chas v'shalom. Why should the original chaticha remain us if now I have more chatichos and rotev and other things, and it's nischat, it spreads evenly throughout the rotev, throughout the kedera, so now this chaticha should go back to heaven. So Rashi doesn't interpret like the Ramban. He doesn't say that Efshel Soto Osa by Basa B'cholov is that Basa B'cholov is an Issa Machmasatz, but it's Nasis Nevela Mamish. What's more, Rashi doesn't limit Efshel Soto Osa to Basa B'cholov. He doesn't say it's dafka, it's a din by basa b'chalaf. It sounds like it's the part of Shari Surim too. The Gemara is talking about basa b'chalaf, it's talking about a tipas chalaf. But if chaticha nasnes nevela, if efshel asalto also should only apply to basa b'chalaf, then Rashi should have said that. He doesn't seem to be saying chaticha nasnes nevela applies only to basa b'chalaf like the Ramban. Rashi seems to be assuming that the din basa b'chalaf is really just an iser balur. Basa b'chalav is an issa balu, it's not asa machmas atzma. Because if he meant that it's asa machmas atzma, first of all, he should have interpreted efshel asoto asa the way that the Ramban does. He should have said that efshel asoto asa, because it doesn't matter, even if you separate the basa and the chalav from each other entirely, the chaticha is still asa, because it was a transformation, it's a chepta shel isra, and it never becomes mutter again. It has to remain asa, like the Ramban. Rashi didn't say that. Rashi says that Efshel Soto Asa means that even if it's Nisbatel, the Cholav is Nisbatel, it's not enough to Aser, it still remains Aser. What's more, Rashi doesn't seem to limit the din of Chaticha Nasas Nevela to Basa B'Cholav. He seems to say it applies to Shari Surim as well. The Ramban says it's only by Basa B'Cholav. Because Efshel Soto and Chaticha Nasas Nevela go in tandem. Efshel Soto really means Efshel HaFrida, Aser. And that's only by Basa B'Cholav. Chaticha Nasas Nevela applies only to Basa B'Cholav. Rashi doesn't say that. So if Rashi doesn't say that, why does he say that you don't need near of the Kedera to Asa the Chaticha? If Basa B'Cholav is just an Issa Balua, and without Rotev, the Tipas Cholav cannot leave, so how's it going to Asa? Tosus is right! The Nesa can't be stronger than the Oser. If the Osir, if the Cholav can't leave without any rota between the two Chatichos, so how is the Tam Basar going to Asa by itself? It can't be stronger than the Tipas Cholav. What's going on over here? It's a Pella. Rashi's a Pella. This is all Josh's Kash. Right? Okay. I mean, yeah, that's the Kash. It's the Kash. What's the answer? The answer is that throughout this Sugya, we've made an incredible assumption that 2 weeks before Yom Tov, we weren't really making, or we quoted many Rishonim that we're not saying like this. We keep on assuming that when you have a Tam of Issa, when you have Issa that's no sin Tam into Heta, right? So that's an Issa Bolua. Keep on saying it's an Issa Bolua. Basa B'Cholav could be an Issa Machmas Atzmo, maybe yes, maybe no, Ramban, but Shari Surim sounds like that's all an Issa Bolua. It's not also Machmas Atzma. The question is, where Chazal goes, Chaticha Nasas Devela, by Shari Surim, Otu Basa B'Chala, Dumya the Basa B'Chala, Derach Bisho, but it's all Basa B'Chala. That's the paradigm. Shari Surim, if you would ask me, I'd say the whole thing is an Issa Bolua. Really, you have Heter. That has a bli asisr inside of it. The heter is a chatichas heter. It just has a bli inside of it. That's what we keep on assuming. That's what the whole pismin. Tosis was assuming like that. The other rishonim also seemed to imply something like that. But we know that that's not true. We know we had a sugya of tam ki'ikar, that if you have a tipas issa, right? Some kind of issa that's no sin tam into heter. So that can answer the heter. If you don't have a shear to be mavatel that tipa to ensure that there's no nesin tam, it's going to answer tam ke ikar. And we mentioned taka. There's a machlokas where the tam ke ikar is a din daraisa. According to some rishonim, it's even a din daraisa. Rabbi Natam, Rabbi Nachman Cohen, a whole host of rishonim hold that it's daraisa. Rashi and the Rambam holds it, that it's only the Rabbanan, but many Rishonim held that it's Darais. What's the nature of the Din of Tam Ke'ikah? So we mentioned the Rosh quotes the Rabbi Natam, who says, what does Tam Ke'ikah mean? Help me now. What does Tam Ke'ikah mean? That the Heter is Nefach Liosis? Rabbi Natam holds the Heter is Nefach Liosis. L'inyan what? What's the Nafkamina that it's Nefach Liosis? What's the Nafkamina? What's the real Nafkamina? It's Nefach Liosis. How much do you have to eat of this tarobas to get malchus? A kezias of the whole tarobas, not just of the issa. Sounds similar to what we've been talking about. Chatzizayas cholov, chatzizayas blasim, right? Rabbi Natam would say that you only have to eat a kezias of the tarobas because the heter is nefach lios issa. It's nefach lios issa. So the heter becomes a chatichas issa. It's also machmas atzmo. That's really what he's saying, right? It becomes a chatichas issa. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, should you say chanan by shari sur? Should you say chaticha nasas nevela by shari sur? And it'll ask min b'mino the other chatichas? And you'll need a shir bittel? It's nasas nevela mamish? Would you say Rabbeinu Tam would hold chaticha nasas nevela mamish by shari sur? What do you think? Of course! Why not? Minatorah even, right? If you hold Tam Ke'ikah Daraisa, Minatorah, Chaticha Nasis Nevela, and it becomes Gufo Shalissa. The Heter is Nefach Liosissa. He said the magic words. This is not even putting anything into his mouth. He said, that's what he says. So why doesn't Tosis learn like that? Why doesn't Tosis say that by Shari Surin, of course, the Tipas Cholo, that's no sin time into the Bosa, Tipas Dam, that's no sin time into the Bosa, it's Nasis Nevela Mamish, becomes Gufo Shalissa. Also, Machmas Atzma, Tosis didn't say like that. Why did Tosis say like that? Because Tosis apparently argues. Rabbi Natam is not the only Baal Tosfos. The Re, if you look at the Rashba, when he quotes Tosfos, he quotes the Re as having this sheep. The Re is not the Rabbi Natam. We didn't see the Re in that Sugya of Tam Ke'ikah. The Re apparently argues with the Rabbi Natam. The Re holds that Tam Ke'ikah doesn't mean that Heter is Nefach Liosis, but rather that the Isser is no sin tam into the Heter and it asks it. This is a Chatichas Heter with a Bli of Isser. It's also to eat it. It's also to eat it. But the Heter is not Nefach Liosis. It's just an Isser Balua. So would you say Chatichas Nasis Devela Mamish Bashar Isurim according to the Re? No. He doesn't say that. What does Chatichas Nasis Devela mean according to the Re? It means that there's a din when it comes to bittul achaticha. You need shishim connected to the whole chaticha. Right? There's a din that we look at it as though the whole chaticha requires bittul. As we said, it's a carrier of the issa, so you need bittul connected to the whole chaticha. But is the whole chaticha a chefza shal issa? Is it osa machmas atzma? According to the Re, no. Rabbeinu Tam would disagree. Rabbeinu Tam says, no. Het is nefach liyos issa. Avada, it's osa machmas atzma. What's the shaila? So we've just revealed that there are two ways to create an issa machmas atzma. Basa b'cholav is one way. Basa b'cholav is a chiddush haTorah that you have two things that are heter by themselves, and only together they become issa. So according to some Rishonim, that's chaticha nasis nevela in the purest sense. That's a chefza shel issa. It's also machmas atzma because there is no issa without the combination. So the combination creates an explosion, as we said, right? There's a transformation. The basa becomes a chefza shel issa. But it could be that we can have issa machmas atzma without basa b'cholav. Even regular tam ke'ikah could be issa machmas atzma. Even shari sur could be issa machmas atzma. If you hold the tam ke'ikah, is that the heter is nefach lios issa. What does Rashi hold about tam ke'ikah? Rashi holds the Tam Ke'ikah Derabbanan, but what does he hold about the Geder Hadav? I don't want to know about the level. Is it Daraisa Derabbanan? What is the nature of this din? Whether it is Daraisa Derabbanan, what's the nature of this din? According to Rashi. What does Rashi hold? Bring me a Rai. What does Rashi hold about the nature of Tam Ke'ikar and Bring Me a Rai? Shalom.
Nefach
Leo Sisson. How do you know?
Rashi
says the
exodus of the drink of grapes in the water,
not
the exodus of the wine itself.
I happen to have brought it in Rapsa. Why do I? Okay. It's even more than that. Does Rashi say it? I mean, you're right. You're right. Exactly, Shalom. Right. Mishras tells me liten tam keiker shimshar anavim b'mayim v'yesh b'em tam yayin chayiv. So chayiv, Rashi says b'kizayis mehen. So you're saying that the fact that you only have to eat a kizayis of the taroves, that sounds like it's nevach liosissa, but it's even more than that. Rashi says v'holav mishum hetem etzdarif liissahu. This is not hetem etzdarif liissa. Hetem etzdarif liissa means that you're eating a little bit of issa together with hetter, not b'tarovis. You're eating them together, and somehow the Torah says that it's a big achila. That's an achila of kezayis, even though they're not ma'uruf, you can also get malchus for that. That's gorachish. But here there's a tarovis. But still, why is the kezayis of the tarovis enough? You're not eating kezayis of issa, you're not eating kezayis of the yayin. Says Rashi, elamishum de is avid le kule issa. Elamishum de is avid le kule issa. It's not a chiddush Torah that even though the heter remains heter, it's still osir to eat a kezayis. No, there wouldn't be osir. But it's aved lekulei iser. The heter is nevach liosir. So Imamish says it, Rashi. It's aved lekulei iser. So therefore, it's osir even if you eat a kezayis. Now, admittedly, Rashi is talking about tam keiker darais over here, right? He's trying. The Gemara is trying to figure out what's the mokum in a Torah for tam ke'ikah. But it's not such a far jump to say that even though Rashi paskins tam ke'ikah derabbanon, he'll probably say the nature of tam ke'ikah on a derabbanon level is like tam ke'ikah on a daraisa level. It's just, it's not a din daraisa, it's a din derabbanon. It's not such a jump. Now, once we see Rashi saying that, right, it's aved lekule issa, so in his din of tam ke'ikah derabbanon, l'chor Rashi will also say that the heter is nefach liissa. It could be that according to Rashi, why don't you need Nira B'Kederim? The only way to answer that is to say that the Basar is a Chetzer Shalissa. That's obvious. The problem is Rashi didn't say Basar B'Cholav is a Nisim Achos Atzma. So it could be, according to Rashi, Midin Basar B'Cholav, this Chatichas Basar would not be Nisim Achos Atzma. Maybe Midin Basar B'Cholav, I wouldn't necessarily say that. It's not a Basar B'Cholav B'Kederim, says Rashi. It's not a bus of a chol of the kedin. It's a tam ke'ikr din. Maybe mitzad din bus of a chol of that wouldn't be enough to say that it's an issim achmas atzma. But midin tam ke'ikr, it's nefach lios issim. The heter is nefach lios issim. And one could even say that according to Rashi, maybe even if tam ke'ikr is only the rabbanon in most circumstances, but in bus of a chol of it's daraisa. Maybe that's not even the rabbanon. Maybe it's even daraisa. Derech bishul asva Torah. Bas b'chol could be the exception to the rule. Maybe normally Rashi holds tam ke'ikah derabbanan, right? Nazir and these others, it's shnei k'suvim have one ke'echad, or maybe you should say Giyulei Nochem is a chiddush, right? So if you say that according to Rashi Giyulei Nochem is a chiddush and that's why it's only going to be derabbanan, bas b'chol is also a chiddush. So it could be tam ke'ikah and kol ha'Torah kula is only derabbanan, but by Giyulei Nochem, By Basa B'Cholav, it's not going to be Darabana. By Basa B'Cholav, it could be Daraisa. But the nature of the din, the reason why this Chaticha is a Chefta Shal Issa according to Rashi, is not because Basa B'Cholav is somehow unique. Basa B'Cholav is special. No, it's not something unique to Basa B'Cholav. It's a din in Shari Surin. The Tam Ke'ikar, the Heter is Nefach Lios Issa. And that's why the Basa becomes a Chefta Shal Issa. That's why you don't need Nira of the Kedera, because even if the Cholav can't come out without Rotev, but the Tam HaBasar can come out, and the Basar is a Chefza Shalissa. Midin Tam Ke'ikah. It's Nefach Lios Issa. So since the Tam HaBasar can come out, it's going to ask. This idea is Meduyak in Rashi in our Sugi as well. Look at the Rashi on Avkov Ches with me, please. What does Rav hold? Rav says chatich nas vela. What does he hold? Efshul softo osim. Says Rashi, ela kasavar mishenesra chatich hashuvein laheter b'schita. Once the chatich is asura, there's no heter b'schita. Even if the is going to be nischat, there's going to be no heter. The Ashmuinan says Rashi, af haheter shabanase isa. Lios kan shir godo lesser acherim harbe. And Rav teaches me, right? The Manda Amar Efshel Sokto Osir holds that not only, right, not just that Mishanesra Achaticha doesn't have a heter b'schita, but the heter itself is Nase Isser. He says it beferish. V'ashmu'inan afa heter sheba Nase Isser. Lios kan shir godo. But if all he wanted to say is that because the heter is the carrier of the issa, so therefore you need a shir gadol for bittul, he should have said it. He doesn't say that. He says the heter is nase issa. It's avid like kule issa, just like Rashi and Psachim. The heter becomes like issa. And that's why you need a shir gadol, because it's nase is nevela mamish. It's nase is nevela mamish. Why didn't Tosfos learn like Rashi? Because Tosfos is the Ri, not the Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos felt that midin tam ke'ikar, the heter is not nefach li'os issa. And midin basa b'cholav is not an issa machmas asa, says Tosfos. It's just an issa balua. So says Tosfos, if I don't have a din of chatich anasas tevela mamish midin basa b'cholav, and I don't have a din of chatich anasas tevela mamish midin tam ke'ikar, so what are you left with? It's just an issa balua. Chambacham, Lee Rotev is not going to ask. Tadashita's Tosfos. So when all the dust settles, what do we have over here? Let's take a look at the sheet. Number three, Chambacham, Lee Rotev. If you have two chatichos, one that has a bli of Issa, one that is a chaticha seter, they're touching each other without any rotev between them. What's the din? So Tosfos says both by bas v'cholav and by shari sum it's mutter. Why? Why? Because it's all just an issa balua. This Tosfos is the Ri. So even Basu B'chalav is an issa balua, certainly Shari Sum is an issa balua. We don't say the heter is nefach li'os issa. The Ramban says that by Basu B'chalav, it's going to be osa. Why? Because Basu B'chalav is an issa machmas atzma. So even if without Rotev, the Tam HaCholav can't come out, but the Tam HaBasu will come out, and the Tam HaBasu is a chetzah shel issa. So that's going to ask her. But by Shari Surim, it's going to be mutter. Because Shari Surim, the Ramban holds his innis of Balua. Basa B'cholav is unique. Chaticha Nasis Nevela Dafka by Basa B'cholav. Not by Shari Surim, Zok the Ramban. Comes around and says, not so fast. Taka on a deraisa level, you're right, Ramban. It's awesome in Atorah only by Basa B'cholav. In Atorah, the only Issamach Masatsu is Basa B'cholav. But Midrabbanan, by Shari Surim, it's also going to be Asur. Dumya the Basa B'cholav. If it's Derech Bishal, that's the Rand. Rashi says no. Rashi says midin basa b'chalav. It's never going to be asa. It's not an issa machmas atzma midin basa b'chalav. It's asa midin tam ke'ikar. But basa b'chalav might be daraisa. Tam ke'ikar by basa b'chalav, even according to Rashi, might be daraisa. But by shari surim, since tam ke'ikar is only the rabbanon, so the issa will only be midrabbanon. But it'll still be asa machmas atzma according to Rashi, because if the nature of the din of tam ke'ikar according to Rashi is that the heter is nefach lios issa. Whatever the level is, whether it's Daraisa, Darabonon, but the nature of the din is that the heter is nefach lios isser, so we'll treat the isser like isser machmas atzmo, and then even if the tipas isser, even if the belia won't be able to come out without rota from that chaticha, but the tam habasa will, and it'll be able to asa the other chatichas basa. Questions? Yeah? If there are shari sum that are daraisa, no. Now Rashi holds tam ke'ikar derabanan, and even by an iser that's daraisa, if it's no same tam into the chaticha, time of a low mamash according to Rashi is only derabanan. Right? Even by an iser daraisa, the iser tam is only midrabanan.
So what's the special thing for Rashi by basra cholav?
That the iser tam is daraisa. That if cholav is no same tam into basa, then there's an iser daraisa. So it could be an iser machmas atzmo min haTorah by basra cholav. So the issa to the second chaticha that's touching the first chaticha could be an issa daraisa. Okay, the din of chaticha nasis nevela, according to Rashi, by basa b'cholav might be daraisa, but not midin basa b'cholav. Not midin basa b'cholav. The din chaticha nasis nevela by basa b'cholav, according to Rashi, might be daraisa midin tam ke'ikar. Right? It's almost like it's the exact opposite, right? It's not that. According to Rashi, Chatich Anasa's Devela could be the Raisa by Basa B'Cholav, but not because of a din of Basa B'Cholav. It starts with Shari Surin. It starts with Shari Surin. Right? It starts with Tam Ke'ikah. But you just have to apply Tam Ke'ikah appropriately in each case. Right? If Tam Ke'ikah the Raisa, then Chatich Anasa's Devela could be the Raisa. If Tam Ke'ikah the Rabbanan, then Chatich Anasa's Devela is only going to be the Rabbanan. Okay. Questions? Let's move on. So after the dust settles about the nature of the din of Basa B'Cholav, so we come to finally understand this din of Efshel Selto Asa. We're talking about the lumdis of what's the machlokes Efshel Selto Asa, Efshel Selto Mutter, according to the Ramban, according to Tosfos. But let me ask you a question. Lamais. What's the din of that chaticha? The chaticha shenesr. A chaticha that becomes asura. What's its status? La'olam void. What's its status? Let's say I take this chaticha and I put it into another keder. What's going to be the status of that chaticha? I put it into a keder and now it has enough that the belia inside of the chaticha can be misarev in the entire kedera. Mistama, it's going to spread equally. So do I say that the chaticha becomes muteris, or do I say the chaticha becomes muteris? So if you understand the machlokes efshel asoto asa, efshel asoto mutter like Tosfos, so then it's poshut. If we pass an efshel asoto asa, so then the chaticha should be asur. Why is that? Why is the chaticha asur? What does that mean? What's the reason that the chaticha is asur? We keep on just saying the words, but what do the words mean? Why should this chaticha be asur? Shouldn't the issa be nischa? You have a tipas issa that was no sintam into a chaticha or a tipas chalav, let's say whatever it is. Let's talk about isurim in general. Right? You have a tipas dan that was no sintam into a chaticha. So there's no shishim in the chaticha. Let's say there's only 30 in the chaticha. So the chaticha becomes asur. But now I put this chaticha into a kedera. So there's a lot more in the kedera. There's rotev, there are chatichos. The issa could spread. So why does the Manda Amar Efshel Soto Aser say that it remains Aser? Why should it remain Aser? Chorit should spread. And if it spreads, then it becomes Batal. So what taka is the reason for the Manda Amar Efshel Soto Aser? Right? The way Rashi interprets, right? Rashi says that if you hold Efshel Soto Mutter, so once the Iser is Nischad and it's Nisbatel, so then the Chatich is going to become is going to become Muteris. But the Manda Amar Efshel Soto also denies that. But why? He doesn't explain why. The Manda Amar Efshel Soto Mutter seems much more mistamen. What's more, what does the Ramban hold about this? The Ramban, who says that Efshel Soto also means what? Means that Efshel Hafrido also. The Manda Amar Efshel Soto also is saying a very, very deep concept. Right? He's saying not just if the Isser is Nischa. He's saying a din in Basa B'Cholof. Right, that Basa B'Cholav is an Issa Machmas Atzmo. Basa B'Cholav is an Issa Machmas Atzmo. Even if you could be Mafri, the Cholav and the Basa, one from each other, there's still a Chefza Shel Issa. That's the nature of the din of Basa B'Cholav. Okay, Shkoich. That's very nice. But how about Shari Surim? What does the Ramban Taka hold? L'manda Amar Efshel Soto Asa. What does the Ramban hold by Shari Surim? If you have a Blias Isser in the Chaticha, and now you put that Chaticha into a Kedera, does that Chaticha become Muteris? Or does it not become Muteris? Right? So, first of all, what does the Manda Amar Efshel Soto Asa really hold? Why does he say that the Chaticha remains Asa? And secondly, according to the Ramban, the Ramban B'Pshuto never even addressed this issue. The Ramban didn't say that the Manda Amar Efshel Soto Asa holds that the Chaticha remains Asa by Shari Sur. He said that the Manda Amar Efshel Soto Asa holds Basa B'Cholav is an Issa Machmas Atzma. So that's true by Basa B'Cholav, but what would he hold by Shari Sur? What would he hold by Shari Sur? So the Torah quotes a Rashba, who takes a stand on this issue. Does someone have packet 19? Kasav HaRashba This is on page 3. Afal pi she'en chaticha shebola isa nasis nevela ve'eno oseres elo lefi cheshbon ha'isa sheba. Even though a chaticha that got a tipas isa inside of it is not nasis nevela, it only asks lefi cheshbon sheba. Who she does it for? Chaticha nasis nevela doesn't mean nasis nevela mamish. Right? It's not nasis nevela mamish. It's only going to ask lefi cheshbon sheba. What does that mean? What? What's he saying? What's the shita that he's quoting? The re. What does the re hold? I'm sorry? Rashba seems to be saying that we don't say chaticha nasis levela v'shar yisur in bechlal. No? What's he saying? Avo b'shein chaticha shabah la'isa nasis nevela ve'eno oseres elo lefi cheshvan ha'isa shabah. That you only have to take into account the isa shabah, not the chaticha. Avo b'shein chaticha shabah la'isa nasis nevela ve'eno oseres elo lefi cheshvan ha'isa shabah. Who sheet is that? Rabbeinu Ephraim. That's Rabbeinu Ephraim Shita. That's the Ramban Shita. Think about it. He's saying Chaticha Nasis Nevela only applies when? In which case? In Basa. Who said that? Who said that? In Basa B'Cholof. In Basa B'Cholof. So he says Chaticha Nasis Nevela doesn't apply by Shari Sir. Even if chaticha nasis nevela doesn't apply by shari surim, so you only have to be mishara lefi cheshbon ha'isr sheba. That's the Rabbeinu Ephraim. Right? Even if you'll say that chaticha nasis nevela only applies to basa b'chala, that happens to be the way the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber Paskins. Mechaber Paskins, that chaticha nasis nevela only applies by basa b'chala. The Ramah says, we're machmer that even by shari surim chaticha nasis nevela applies, but the Mechaber is a purist, right? The Ramban, Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Machaber says the Chaticha Nasis Nevela only applies to Basa B'Chala. So that's what the Rashba is quoting. That's what the Rashba is quoting. Afal pi she'en Chaticha Shebola Issa Nasis Nevela ve'en oser eselo lefi cheshbon ha'issa Shebola. Afal pi ken kshenofelos l'kedera sheyesh bo shishim levatel Issa habalua Shebola ena Chaticha chozeres l'kadmusa l'hetera. Rashba is saying, even though we don't say Chaticha Nasis Nevela Bashari Surim, we only care about the Isser Sheba. So if the Chaticha falls into a Kedera, what do you need to be Mevatel? It's Chaticha. You don't need Shishim Keneged the Chaticha. What do you need? Shishim only Keneged the Isser. So you would think, we're so Mekel. There's no Chaticha Nasis Nevela Bashari Surim. We're so Mekel. But there's one Chumra. The one Chumra is the Chaticha itself does not become but. Even if you won't say Chaticha Nasis Nevela Vashari Sir, you'll say the whole issue over here is the Tipas Isser. So if the Tipas Isser says Shishim connect the Tipas Isser, it'll be Batel. So if you would ask me, I'd say if the Tipas Isser is Batel, so then everything is Mutter, just like the Kedera is Mutter, the Rotev and the Chatichos and the Kedera are Mutter, this Chaticha should also be Mutter. Comes the Rashba and says, no, the Chaticha is not going to be Mutter. It remains Asr la'olam void. What do we call that? Efshar l'sochta Asr. The Rashba seems to be saying, even the Rabbeinu Ephraim, who holds the Chaticha Nasis Nevela only applies to Basa B'Chalav, not to Shari Surim, he still is going to be machmer that Efshar l'sochta Asr. Efshar l'sochta is going to be Asr. Because Efshar l'sochta Asr is a different din. Even if you'll say Chaticha Nasis Nevela only applies to Basa B'Chalav, and what do I mean by that? That the requirement to have shishim keneged the whole chaticha, that's a din only in basa b'chalav. But shari surim is not nothing, right? If the iser was no sintam into the chaticha, and the chaticha became nesra, so it's true in terms of the sheer shishim that you need in the kedera to be mevatel this chaticha, you only need a sheer shishim keneged the tipas iser. But the chaticha itself remains aser. The din efshel esofto aser, what we call efshel esofto aser, applies to Shari Surim. Right? Not just to Basa B'Chalav. Not just Efshel HaFrido Aser. But Efshel HaSochta, if you sochet the Isra'at, and now it should become Batel, the chaticha is still going to remain us, says the Rashba. Why? Lefisha isa shabu einu nivla mimena lagami. Einu nivla letocha haheka shabu keder. Says the Rashba, because the isra is not going to be niflat lagami from the chaticha. The isra is not going to be niflat lagami from the chaticha, so therefore the chaticha is going to remain us. So he just adds, Masha'en kein bedavra hanivla v'nimoach. Something gets completely misarev, it melts in and it becomes nimoach. Shimnofal dam achiotzibol etoch rotev shel heter. If you have dam, rotev, right, it's all liquid. Also machmas miyuto. The chosiv and esraba harotev shel heter at shehebo ben kulo shishim levat la dam kulo muter. Shakol nivlo v'nisarev ha'isa besocha heter. If you have lach belach. You have a tipas dam that fell into rotev and it acid the rotev, and now you add on more rotev and it's mevatel the dam. So of course that's going to be mutter, because it's misarev completely. If it's lach belach, so that's going to be matir, the entire tarovis. It's one tarovis. Masha'enken, if you have a tipa that falls onto a chaticha, the chaticha is a separate tarovis, right? You have a tarovis of the Tipas Isser in the Chaticha. You have a Tarovas of the Chaticha in everything else of the Kedera. So in terms of the Kedera, the only thing that we care about is Shishim Keneged the Tipas Isser. But in this Chaticha, since the Isser already was no Sintamah to the Chaticha, it's not going to become Mutter. Why is it not going to become Mutter, says the Rashba, because the Tipa is not Niflat Legamri from the Chaticha. Tipa is not Niflat Legamri from the Chaticha. So Frekta Tur, what do I care? Why do I care that the Tipa doesn't come out completely? What's the ikar over here? What should matter? Shishim, is it bottle, is it not bottle? I don't care that it's there. It doesn't matter that it's there. If I have a tipas dam that falls on a chaticha, but there's shishim in the chaticha to be mevatel the tipas dam, is it going to asa the chaticha? Of course not. It's the same thing over here. If it's going to spread equally in the keder, why should it asa? Ve'eni maven frek the tur. Ve'eni maven devarav. Ve'kevan shakol mitzdarv levatlo al korcha chatam isbalva v'kulo. Ve'kevan shim isbalva v'kulo and kein isbatel. Filei ploim. What's the Rashba talking about? If you tell me Chaticha Nasis Nevela applies to Shari Surim, so then I hear Efshla Soto Asa. It's a din nevela. Right? It's a din nevela for the Shirbitl. It could be a din nevela min bimino. So it's a din nevela Efshla Soto Asa. That I can hear. Right? Even if you don't say it's an Isra Machmas Atzma. If you say that Chaticha Nasis Nevela applies to Shari Surim, and I need Shishim, can I get a whole Chaticha? Okay, so then the Chaticha remains. Awesome. That taka makes a lot of sense. But if I say that chaticha nasis nevela only applies to basa b'chalav, so why should the chaticha remain awesome? What does that mean? I only care about the nesinas tam of the iser and the heter. This is not basa b'chalav. It's not an iser machmas atzma. There's no transformation. So if there's no transformation, why should the chaticha remain awesome la'olam v'ay? What's the Rashba saying? So the Beis Yosef tries to explain the Rashba a little bit. And he offers two different approaches within the Rashba. First of all, he suggests maybe what the Rashba has in mind when he says that the tipa is not going to leave the chaticha lagamri, the Isser Shabbat is not niflat lagamri from the chaticha. What does he mean? He means that we don't know. It's a sofid. We don't know if the tipa is going to come out. We don't know how much is in, how much is out. Just because you put the chaticha inside the kedera, so it's going to spread, but, you know, does it spread evenly? Maybe it doesn't spread completely evenly. Maybe there will be still an asinas tam of the iser and the chaticha. It's a sofid. The Rashba is saying a sofid. That's the first shot that the Beis Yosef suggests. Time of the milsa, mashav v'taras habayi is the haynu mishum v'kevin l'chaticha zu nesra i'efshel alachzor lehetera elem keni yaborur lanu sheyatza iser zem mimena v'nispashe bo. The only time that this chaticha can become mutter is if we know for sure that the tip is nisbatel. We gotta know that it left, but we can't. We can't know, so if we can't know, then it can't be mutter. It's a function of yediyah. Do we know that it left or did it not leave? The Rashba says the reason why the chaticha remains aser is because of a safek. It's a safek of the Reis L'chumra. Right? It's a safek iser. because we don't know for sure that it's nisbata. What's the problem with that approach? Reis Yosef asks, what's the problem? Not everyone holds it to the right. That's not what he asks. I hear what you're saying. But he asks a more basic question. If the whole problem is what the... yes, Ari?
Have the baker...
Let them make fela. Let the goyish bake here taste it. Let a goy taste it here. If we rely on te'imas kfela, if we rely on the tasting of the goy, we'll have to talk about why we can rely on the tasting of the goy. But that's a halacha. That's the gemara. That's sari zayin. So if we rely on the tasting of a goy, if the whole problem is whether the taste is this, have someone taste it. What's the problem? What's the issue? If it's just a question of suffix, and then just have the goy taste it, and everything should be fine. Up to Beis Yosef, Hashemah Yesh Lomar. The Kavan Shekvar Nesra, Avabishanif Laktas Me Issa Shaba, La Ola Masura Achi, Ipolate Kulo Lagami Villa Yishora Bamimenu Klau. Says the Beis Yosef, no, maybe the Rajba is not telling us that the Chaticha Zasura La Olam Void, even by Shari Surin, Midin Sufik. It's not Midin Sufik, it's Midin Vada. Even if we know for sure that the Isser has been Nisbatel, that enough has left that it's Nisbatel. But it's impossible for the Issa to leave Lagamri. Once something is Nivla into Ochel, it's not going to leave Lagamri. It's always going to remain there a little bit. That's what the Rashi means. It's not going to be Nifla Lagamri Mimena. It's not going to leave completely. Yeah, it'll be Nischad. It'll spread evenly. But spreading evenly doesn't mean it's not there. It means it's everywhere. So there'll be a little drop. A little drop of it. Tiny amount. It's going to be bought though. But it's still going to be inside that Chatim. And the Rashi is teaching a fundamental Yisod that once the Chaticha becomes Asura, even if the Isser is Nisbatel, and it wouldn't be no Sin Tama to this Chaticha, it doesn't matter. There's a Chalos Shem Isser that's Chal on this Chaticha, the Isser can't go back to its Heter La'olam Void. That's the Yisod of the Rashba. It's not Midin Savi that we don't know if the Isser is going to leave completely. No, even if we knew that the Isser left enough that it should be Batel, it's still going to be Asur. It's still going to be Asur because it's not going to leave completely. That's the whole Yisod. It's not going to leave completely. And once it's not going to leave completely, so the Chaticha remains Asur because if the Chalos Isser took effect, that Isser is not going to leave the Chaticha La'olam Void. That's Pshat in the Rashba. So even if we're not going to say Chanan B'Shari Surin, we're not going to say Chaticha Nas Nevela, we're only going to be Mishar Keneged the Tipa. It doesn't matter. Because once the Chaticha is Nesra, it's not going to be Mutter. It can't become Mutter. Because as long as you're going to have a little bit of that tipas issa that caused the issa to begin with still inside the chaticha is going to remain awesome.